If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Wrapping up here on Take Command, Logan Paulson there, Craig Hoffman here. Last mailbag question, Logan. And this one is from Tim, who emailed me and said, Craig, hope you're well. My friend group, all Commanders fans, and I were talking about the possibility of the Commanders trading back in the upcoming draft. My question to you is, with the 29th overall pick, what teams do you see wanting to trade up to get that pick from the Commanders? I personally don't see any. My second question is, what type of compensation would you like with the 29th overall pick? Love the show. You and Logan have incredible chemistry. Thanks. Logan, high five.
Yeah.
So this is a great question. And by the way, really appreciate the questions that like get to a different angle of some of the things we've been talking about. It is kind of funny, Logan. Sometimes I'll put out for questions, and then I know that people sometimes responding to those don't actually listen to the show because we answered that question already. So I love a question like this. It's like, we've talked about trading back a lot, but we do this kind of hypothetical thing of like, oh, well then who's available? And we kind of skip over the part where we need an actual trade to be available, which means you need a trade partner. And everybody would always like to trade back, so you need someone willing to trade up. So let's talk about that part of it first. And then I pulled up a couple of draft charts, and I can talk about the compensation a little bit based off of how teams do that with the charts and how the charts kind of adjust themselves year to year depending on what's happening. So first things first, who are some of the teams you look at, specifically at the top of the second round, that you think Washington would be willing to do business with if they made a call and said, hey, we want to come up? And the obvious second part of that question is, why do you think these teams might be looking to come up?
Yeah, so there's three teams, and I have different levels of confidence in all three of them. But one would be the New York Giants. The other one would be the New Orleans Saints. And the other one would be the New York Jets. And the reason I've kind of honed in, and again, like the way he worded the question, it's like, are there any teams that would trade up? I am, and I kind of tend to align with the question. I agree with his conclusion a little bit more. I don't think there's going to be a lot of people trading up, because I think when you look at the value of this draft, I think it is the second and third round. I think when you look at those players, like we had to do a thing for the show, the Ticket to the Draft show I do, where it was like certified ballers in the first round, and then, you know, guys you think are going to be really good football players in the third round. And it was so much easier for me to find third round players that I absolutely like adored and loved, and just their tape was awesome, than the first round guys. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a weird draft that way this year. But anyway, yeah. The reason I picked those three teams is because I do think that there is a kind of growing momentum for Jackson Dart in this draft class when you talk about the draft community. And I personally like Jackson Dart quite a bit. I don't know if he's a first round player for me, but like, you know, if you're the New York Giants and you want a quarterback for the future and you're trying your day ball, you're trying to say, hey, we've got somebody that we can build around, like keep us around for another year, like trading into the first round for that player might not be a bad idea. I do think it's a little bit unlikely because at 34, he's probably going to, I would assume Jackson Dart would be there at 34. But again, crazier things have happened, right? So that's so, kind of what
let's just talk through that scenario real quick, though,
yeah.
Because I think this is worth double clicking on. There are two reasons teams trade up. one, and specifically from the top of the second round into the first, because these teams at the bottom of the first round don't need a quarterback. So it's like, why wouldn't you wait? Well, one, if another team wants to trade up, well, now you're in a bidding war and you got to get up in front of that other team. And by the way, if you're the Commanders and you have the Jets and the Giants on the horn, and you're like, hey, they're offering X. We're offering X plus one. They're offering X plus one. Do you want to do X plus two? Like, now you can get the better deal. Yeah. And so we talk about the compensation. It helps if you got two partners or two potential trade partners that need to beat each other and be the best offer to get the guy they want, especially when that player is a quarterback. The other element of this is if a team feels really confident in a player and they're like, that guy, and especially a quarterback, is going to be a stud, or if it's an edge or a receiver or another position that is expensive, corner falls into this category. Getting the fifth year option is huge. Offensive line is another one. Like, let's say Josh Simmons falls.
Yeah.
And another team is here. Yeah.
And I just, in terms of names, you know, Jackson Dart at 28. This is on the NFL mock draft database, right? Just people that would be kind of in that 25 range. The name that like is there in like neon lights for me is Derek Harmon from Oregon, the defensive tackle. Mm-hmm. Because when you look at him, to me, he might be the best defensive player in the draft. And if he's going to be there at 29, like, it's, again, that seems unlikely. I think fans, like, when they do this database, it's just fans haven't heard of him. So like, here right. He is at this position.
He's a defensive tackle from Oregon. He's hiding up there in the Pacific Northwest.
Right. Correct. But like, I could see a team being like, dude, we love him. We love this guy. And again, with the way defensive tackle contract values are going, like, let's get that fifth year option, get him locked in, get him in our organization for a long time. So there are some interesting names there. Again, like Donovan Azaraku, I could see a team falling in love with him, maybe bumping back into the first round. Seems unlikely with the edge, but like, Derek Harmon, Josh Simmons are two guys that I'd be like, hey, maybe this is the move. And then the other, the third name is Jackson Dart in terms of value that it's fallen down the board kind of.
100%. So if you get those types of guys where the fifth year option is going to be a huge discount for you in year five, it's worth trading up for. And if you're a team like the Commanders, and maybe there's multiple guys you're choosing from and you're pretty confident that they'll still be available and you don't care as much about the fifth year option for whatever reason, then it's probably worth trading back and getting the extra draft capital. If you're a team like the San Francisco 49ers and you have 10 picks and you're a team like Washington who has five and you want to even that out a little bit more, it might be worth it for San Francisco to get the fifth year option and worth it for Washington to say, screw that fifth year option. We'd rather have the extra draft capital and take the extra guy. So I think that's how that goes down. And then you get back to, you know, your list of three teams and why these three teams make the most sense for you.
Yeah. So obviously I think I mentioned the quarterback situation with the Giants, and then New Orleans is probably the most interesting because they do have a history of trading up, trading back into the first round, doing some more aggressive things. They have 9 draft picks this year. Kellen Moore is the first year head coach there. Maybe he wants to kind of get his guy. And if you can get him late, kind of like Baltimore did with Lamar Jackson, that seems like potentially the right kind of move. And then the New York Jets, that seems a little far for me for them to move up. But again, if you love the quarterback and like to your point, you get that fifth year option on the Jackson Dart quarterback. And I personally think Jackson Dart's a second round player. But, you know, like I was talking to Jeremy Green about this actually, and he's like, I multiply all my quarterback grades by 1.2. And if you do that, then all of a sudden Jackson Dart is now kind of a fringe first round guy. So if NFL teams do that same thing, then, and you like them, then the New York Jets, I think, would also be an interesting candidate there to trade up. And it's quarterback needy teams, and it's two things. And we've kind of alluded to both of them. It's quarterback needy teams and then where they value Jackson Dart, who to me is the third quarterback, or Shador Sanders. Like, when you talk to Jeremy, he's got him flipped. Shador's his third guy, right? So if that's the situation, then let's trade up and make that move if we have a high grade on that quarterback and we think he could be the guy.
Yeah, Tyler Shuck is another one who some people really, really like. And
he's awesome.
If a GM loves him and wants to take him, 29 feels like a pretty good place. If Shador drops, like that could be something where the Giants pass on him at 3. And if he's still available at 29, Adam Peters is getting on the phone and be like, hey, man, you want to come up or are you going to wait to do this tomorrow? And they might go ahead and trade back into the first round. Just to clean up some of the details here, and then I'll get into the compensation. The Jets are pick 10 of the second round, 42 overall. Saints are 2 before, 8, 40 overall. And the Giants are sitting at 34 overall, second pick of the second round. So the draft charts are interesting because they're all a little bit different. You know, Jimmy Johnson's yeah. the most famous one. I feel like the one that is most popular now, and every team has their own, by the way, and they make adjustments year over year, et cetera, et cetera. But the Fitzgerald Spielberger chart, which is available for viewing on Over the Cap, is, I think, probably one of the more popular ones and has tended to be one of the more accurate ones when you go back and look at trades. And just to give you an idea of how quickly the value drops off in the draft, pick number one is valued at 3,000 points, which now it feels like I'm playing Whose Line Is It Anyway? Everything's made up and the points don't matter. But
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And the Jimmy Johnson chart, also 3,000 points. But by the seventh pick, we're talking about 1,500 points. So the seventh pick, according to the Jimmy Johnson chart, is half as valuable as the first pick. That's the crazy. Fitzgerald Spielberger chart is a little more forgiving. You have to get all the way down to 20th before you lose half the value. So 1508 is the 19th pick. 1482 is the 20th pick. So the 19th and a half pick, famously important in the draft, the 19th and a half pick. That is where you've now lost half the value of the number one pick.
That's crazy that they're so different.
So to go from 29 down to 34, 29 is 1,294 points. 34 is 1,213 points.
They're almost the same.
Yeah. You're talking about, what is that? 70 points, 60 points, which the last pick in the draft is worth 190. So that would tell you you're only going to get seventh round pick, but we know that's not how that works, right? Teams are going to change that value based off what you're trading for. And I think people are going to look at that fifth year option and be like, hey, no, we're not going to give you that for free. And especially if you have obviously two teams on the phone and you'll be able to play them off of each other. It's a lot easier to be like, oh no, hey, sorry, they're willing to give up a fourth. You're going to give us a third. You're going to do that. You can do this. Future draft picks also have less value. So is it a future seventh? Is it this year seventh? Whatever. But when trading for a quarterback, you talked about the grade being like times 1.2. Often teams will say, hey, oh, you're coming up for a quarterback. No, it's going to cost you 1.5 times the number of points or whatever their specific number is. But it's not a flat, hey, let's look at the chart and we just agree the chart is the chart. There is then negotiating room. The charts act as a basis for how this is going to go. And so to get, again, it's like basically nothing on the Spielberger chart, the Fitzgerald Spielberger chart, to go from 34 or even 40, we're talking about 160 points, which is, again, some kind of future seventh on this chart. And we just know that's not how that goes. On the Jimmy Johnson chart, for whatever it's worth, the 29th pick is worth 640 points. The 34th pick is worth 560. So it's like an 80-point difference, which on this chart is more of a fourth rounder. And that feels more right on what typically goes down for a move like that.
Sure. And again, like, this is where I thought you saw some of this nuance in terms of draft value and charts last year with some of the trades that Adam Peters made and some of the trades he's made for players, where it's like, hey, you're getting pick X and we're getting two picks, but we're also returning another pick to you. You know what I'm saying? So we're just,
right.
we're pick swapping two picks, you know what I'm saying? But we're just repositioning with the picks you're giving us to move up or move out or whatever we're doing. And I do think that there is some, that's smart work in terms of kind of accounting for some of that gray area in terms of value. So for me, like, I think it'd be awesome if they could get another third round pick. Right. And so if they gave up their, what is it, like a fifth round pick, and then they did like a pick swap, you know, and got into the third round. So right. They had a second and third round pick. I think that would be excellent, because I think, like I said, I think the value here is in the second and third round. So that's where I think fans are like, oh, only a seventh round pick or only a fourth round pick. A fourth round pick would be great too, by the way, because then you could draft a running back and everything would be great. Right. So, but just having some more flexibility with those picks, I think, is ultimately what you're looking for, especially after giving them up, rightfully so, in those trades for Laremy Tunsil and Marshawn Lattimore.
Yeah. Another one that I'm looking at is the Rich Hill chart.
Gosh,
which
I
is,
didn't realize there were so many charts here.
There's a ton of them, which a company called Draft Tech did. And they've got like 29th pick at 202 points, the 34th pick, the Giants pick at 175, which is what, a 27-point difference, which is equivalent to the 115th pick, which is a middle fourth rounder. So, like, again, the Spielberger chart is, you know, very, very different, but I think that one is based off like the research over time and how players played out. And so I think teams are trying to lean into that and trying to, you know, say like, it's not worth that much. And you see some of these pick swaps, like you said, to make up for the fact that there isn't a 60 point value. But traditionally, you know, the Johnson chart, this chart tends to be a little more accurate, and it's going to bend towards these charts that value these picks a little bit more, and have more separation, I guess is the better way to put it, between the picks. It's a less forgiving chart, when you're talking about the quarterbacks. And so that's another thing to keep in mind, is like, root for the quarterbacks to fall, root for Jackson Dart to still be on the board late in the first round, root for Shedeur Sanders to fall, because that is going to help the Commanders recoup more value if they do wind up trading out of 29. Of course, there is the problem then that other players went instead of them, and so who's actually available to take, but, you know, one problem at a time. That's our show for today. We'll be back with Dane Brugler and the inside process of Logan's Big Board on Thursday. John Keim with us next week. And then if you stayed this far, I will tell you, there's a really good chance that America's new favorite guest is back with us next week, as well as Logan is on vacation. Not to mention one of the biggest names in NFL draft world working on locking that down. So maybe we'll have an announcement on Thursday on both of those things. But for now, thanks for listening. Make sure you're subscribed, because if you made it this far, Lord knows you want more of this show in the future. So subscribe wherever you're watching or listening right now, and we'll see you next time on Take Command.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.